Rachel is here, and we couldn't be more excited. Welcome to Playing the Field, the Bachelor podcast. I'm Ryan Field, the sports anchor here at ABC Channel 7 Eyewitness News in New York. Joined now by my friends, as always, Jen Matarese, our Bachelor insider here from WABC, Gina Sirico out there from KABC in Los Angeles, and the lady of the hour, if you will, Rachel is here, season 28 of The Bachelor. Rachel, thanks so much for being here. We know you've had a very busy schedule since the show has wrapped. What has life been like since The Bachelor wrapped up filming for you?
Yeah, I mean, life's been great. I went back to work, so I'm still a nurse, and I'm still kind of juggling the great opportunities that are, you know, being presented to me. And it's been crazy, but I had lots of words of how insane this whole journey has been, but I'm loving it.
Have patients recognized you, and what have they said?
So what's funny is I remember when we were filming, and I was talking to one of the producers, and I said, you know, I can't wait to go back to work because, like, no one will know who I am. And he's like, I think people will recognize you. So at first it wasn't happening, and then as the show progressed, I would hear people like, and then so like when I would go and I'm like, hi, I'm Rachel, I'm your nurse today, they're like, no. And then there's someone, and I was like, oh please, like, we can take pictures later. But it's been great. It's fun. It gives me the opportunity sometimes, like when my patients are really sick and their family members recognize me, it's like a comfort to them, and we like have this like distraction for them. We talk about other things besides what's going on, so it's been great.
I love the fact that you brought that up. You talked on the show a lot about being a nurse and about what that means to you, and you know being an empath and the sort of understanding it takes for a partner to kind of be for that, you know, be a part of that. Have you had this conversation with other people, like with other potential partners now, like? Like, understand where I'm coming from. This is me. This is a part of me. Have you had that conversation?
I mean, I haven't had the opportunity to talk to any possible suitors. Maybe I scared them away. I don't know. But if given the opportunity, you know, I never bring up my career unless they ask about it. I kind of just want to see what they can, if they can handle, you know, my lifestyle and my schedule. You know, I don't think being a nurse is hard. You know, should be a hard thing. I think it's like a wonderful career that allows me to be a good partner. So if I find a suitor, I will definitely talk about what I did on the show. But till then, I have not had that conversation.
Well, being a nurse, how quick were you able to self-diagnose that you had hurt your neck jumping off the platform in Tulum? And we're still amazed that there was a doctor in scrubs seemingly coming out of the jungle right there in that very moment to help you.
I mean, so when it first happened, I kind of blanked out. They had to like kind of tell me what was going on, but I assumed, I was like, oh, I'm fine. I think I told them like, oh, I'm good. But I think my speech was slurring. So they were just concerned that there was like other things possibly wrong. And I was like, no, can I at least jump on the higher one and like we can redo it? They're like, no, that's not going to happen. So I knew I didn't break anything. I just was confused on why it was, like, it felt like someone hit me in the face with a bat. So I was like really, really confused, like what was going on. So thankfully we got checked. Thankfully it was fine. But a couple days later, I was definitely a little sore.
Oh my gosh. Did you feel like being at the hospital with Joey, did you feel like your connection was growing, yet it still didn't work out? At what point did you think that, well, maybe we're not bonding as much as we should be?
Yeah, I think my last date was a tough one for me personally, because I felt that, you know, me being, I guess, hurt ruined the whole day, because I had to go to the hospital. And I think Joey and I both understood going into that week that we were just honestly at that point best friends, which was fine. It was totally okay with me. And then going to the hospital, I was not happy at all. I don't know if you watched it, you can tell, but I was miserable because I work in a hospital. I don't ever take myself to a hospital. So to be in that scenario, I was very, very anxious. I didn't like having someone tell me, like, having someone nurse me was weird to me. So it was fine. Like, he was there for me, but we both had an understanding that, hey, this is going to be our last hurrah. Let's just make the best of it, you know, even with the situation. And that's what we did. So
it feels to me, We've had this conversation on this podcast. I think I told you when I met you at Women Tell All, it felt to me throughout that entire process that we didn't get to see enough of you and your connection. Mm. In watching it back, are you just like still like, I'm sad that people didn't get to see this or that when it came to you and Joey? Is there something that happened?
Well, I think that I only watched a couple of episodes this season. I didn't watch the full season in its entirety. I thought it was just kind of weird to just watch myself on screen. So, and I know from like my family was saying, oh, you know, I wish we saw more. But, you know, there was definitely other stories that were maybe deserving of more time. Maybe that's what was happening. But thankfully, Joey and I, we knew what went on behind the cameras. We had an amazing time. You know, we want each other to be happy. And I think post-show and seeing Tell All, I think that allowed viewers to realize like, oh, shoot, they were really great. They, you know, they had a great connection and it just wasn't me at the end of the day. And it's all good.
And you said you guys broke up in the best way possible was how you put it. And I guess we talk about so much watching the show back, like what went wrong or what you could have done differently. How about maybe the thing that you're most proud of or the thing you're happiest about your journey this season on The Bachelor?
Yeah, I am very, very, very proud of myself for even opening up as much as I did, because that is something that I really struggle with. I'm kind of like my dad in that sense where I'd rather not say anything. I think it's hard for me to open up to people. And Joey, thankfully, being the gentleman that he is, and because we had such a great friendship, and even though it didn't continue as a relationship, that made me comfortable and confident enough to share stuff about myself, share my story, talk about other things besides nursing, things that I've been through. So I'm really proud of myself for just giving it my all and also not changing who I am despite the environment I was in.
Your hometown date seemed just like so much fun. I loved the pig roast and everything. What did your family make of the whole situation? What did they say after it was all over and Joey left for the day? And even after, I mean, did they watch the show, I assume? And did they enjoy it or were they kind of glad it was all done?
Well, my family was eating this show up. So because we've never seen it, right? No one in my family. So even my cousins, when I was gone and my sister told my cousins, hey, Rachel won't be able to be on her phone, she's filming The Bachelor, they were all like, what? Like, we don't watch this show. So they loved it. They loved every second of it. The hometowns especially was so special for my family. And they enjoyed Joey. They thought he was very, very sweet. I think my parents knew that it wasn't me, though. You can just tell parents know when they see things more than their kids, obviously, which is why I was also very nervous going into hometowns, because I said my parents are going to take one look and they're already going to clock that it's going to be me or it's not going to be me. So after everything aired and I finally went home, I talked to my parents, my mom and dad, they said, we knew it wasn't you. They 100% knew it wasn't going to be me. And they said, we were just so concerned when you left that we wanted to make sure that you were going to be okay. But my dad was like, I had no worries about you, but I also knew that the guy for you would come after this. So I'm just waiting.
Checking the watch.
So basically what you're saying is your moment is now like Charlotte in Sex and the City, where you're like, I've been dating since I'm 15. Where is he?
Yes. And, you know, I'm still young. I have a lot ahead of me. There's no timeline for me on dating or, you know, want to be with somebody. But I am more confident in myself and more ready than ever to be with somebody. So I'm just going to live my life. And when they come along, they'll come along.
And I guess all of us who have dated, you always learn something from each of your prior relationships. What have you learned from your past relationships and now your relationship with Joey in terms of what you want? And what are the qualities now that you're looking for in that special someone that we hope is just around the corner?
Yeah. I mean, I've said this so many times. I always shout out to my dad because he's instilled such a high standard I have for men because of him. And now he treats my mom. However, it was all on me that I didn't allow myself to accept that standard and to allow people to treat me in the way my dad treats my mom. And, you know, going on the show and then meeting Joey, he always told me off camera, on camera, and he would say multiple times, and he was like, you're so deserving of what, you know, what you're looking for and what you want. And so now more than ever, I want someone like my dad, who, or someone like Joey, someone who's just sweet, you know, who puts in effort, who's just there. And it's not like that the bar is low. I just think that a lot of us women nowadays are accepting, you know, the bare minimum, and I'm not going to do that anymore. So hopefully moving forward, that person will, you know, be able to treat me the way I want to be treated.
Definitely. Definitely. No settling here.
Yeah. No more.
Yeah. So we've seen on social media that you've been hanging out with Daisy, with Leia. Are you guys all great friends now? And also, are there any maybe men in Bachelor Nation that you would like to meet?
Yeah, so I'm very close to all my girls. They always called me like the Switzerland of the Bachelor, because I was very cool with everybody. Like, I just would talk to whoever. I could literally talk to a stranger on an airplane if I had to. So I love all the women. They're amazing. Thankfully, I've been able to meet, you know, such amazing guys as well. I met like Tanner and JB, met Tyler Cameron. And you know, I'm still learning people in Bachelor Nation, so I can't really give you a name of who I'd want to meet, because I don't even know half these people when I do meet them. So it's actually kind of embarrassing, but I'm sure there's someone out there in Bachelor Nation that I haven't met. I don't know.
There are plenty. I think they're all either here or in Nashville. That's basically what I've come to realize. They're all either here or in Nashville.
Yeah.
Or San Diego, somewhere there.
Or like New York, is that, are there a lot of people in New York?
There's some in New York as well.
Not as many though. But there's some.
I mean, I was so bad. I went to Tyler Cameron's the watch party, mm-hmm. and I was, as I was going, I had to Google. I said, then I asked him, I was like, hey, I'm so sorry. What season were you on?
Hey, listen, there's been so many seasons, it's easy to lose track who was on which one. That's natural.
Yeah. And I was like, I'm so sorry. He's like, oh no, it's fine. I was like, I don't know.
Well, one thing we do know that Jen is going to be the Bachelorette, and she's obviously someone that you've grown close with. Your thoughts on when you heard that news? Did they ask you to be the Bachelorette? And how do you think Jen will do now in this role?
Yeah, I mean, I think coming off of, you know, when I was in Fantasy Suites, knowing I was going home, I was definitely very open to the idea of being Bachelorette. I was, you know, down to do anything for the show. But I'm so, so happy that it's Jen. I think coming off of what I spoke about at Tell All, and having her as the lead, it makes me very, very proud to be an Asian American woman. I know it's probably very stressful. There's a lot going on for her, but I'm sure she'll do an amazing job. And I'm sure the guys will be obsessed with her. So I think it'll be a great season. I'm so happy for her.
Well, will we be seeing you on that season? Maybe you can make an appearance.
Cameo.
Yeah. Or, you know, if they came back to you at some point, I mean, it's been known to happen. Would you still consider being the Bachelorette somewhere down the road if you weren't in a relationship?
All I gotta say, if down the road I'm not taken by then, there is an issue. But you know, I never ever like to say no to anything or to say no right now. I always like to see how I feel in the moment. And I think if I was asked and it felt right and everything aligned, the same way when I went on The Bachelor, everything aligned perfectly and it just made so much sense to do it, I think I would say yes. But again, like, I wouldn't mind being with somebody.
We have a minute before there's going to be another Bachelorette season. So yeah. You better. We got to find you somebody very quickly.
But I also feel like if I was a Bachelorette, it would be a pretty fun season. I think I'm pretty entertaining. So
there is no doubt about that.
Yeah.
I have a very important and hard-hitting question for you, Rachel. I know that you are a Swiftie. And I know that this has come out, that we've got the new album out. So tell me, what do you have a favorite track so far? Have you been like...
Wait, who said I'm a Swiftie?
Are you aren't you a Swiftie?
No. Dun, 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 dun.
This is breaking Bachelor news.
Wait. Wait,
let's clear the air.
I was a Swiftie with her country music.
Ooh.
Oh.
I think that was the best time of Taylor Swift was like our song. Our song is my favorite.
I agree.
Song.
That's such a sweet song.
So I think that's when I absolutely loved her. And then when she went to pop, I was like, okay, girl, yeah. Okay. And I kept going.
This is interesting.
Oh. Yeah, I said, oh, okay. And so I haven't listened to the new album, but I apologize.
No. Oh my God. Please. Can I just tell you?
No apologies.
I have not listened to the whole album. Jen has listened to the whole album.
I've listened to half the album. And let me tell you, Rachel, you're not missing much.
Hey.
Okay.
No. Okay. It's good. It's got some good breakout tunes if you
so
want
I
to
heard
know.
She's doing, I think she's making a song with Post Malone. I love
yes.
Posty.
Yeah, that's that good. One's
and
on the album.
He'll be at Stagecoach and I'll be screaming my head off seeing him at Stagecoach. But yeah, I mean, love you, Taylor Swift. Love you.
But we cleared the air. You're a Posty, not a Swifty. So now we know going nice. Forward. Exactly.
I like this. You're going,
going
to Stagecoach?
Nice.
I am.
Absolutely.
I'll be screaming my head off there.
Well, fair. Enjoy fair. That. We were screaming with joy when we found out you were coming on the show, and you were a delight to have on Playing the Field. And we wish you so much luck in finding that person. And we hope to see you here in Bachelor Nation real soon.
Yes. Thank you guys so much.
Thank you, Rachel. Rachel Nance, season 28 of The Bachelor. Boy, what a delight to have Rachel on the show. And needless to say, it's a delight to have all of us back in our normal setting again. Isn't that lovely? I was on vacation and woke up to at least 30 messages in our Playing the Field group chat. We need to have an emergency pod. And they're like, Ryan, you're on vacation. Gina and I can do it if you can't do it. And I'm like, well, come on now. We're all a team, guys. We're a tripod. We couldn't just have one and not the other. So I had to jump in, and I saw Rolando, our executive producer. I looked out the window. He had put out a bat signal of a rose, so I knew I had been called into action, even on vacation, with a week-long vacation beard and a hat right from the hotel room.
But pulled it off.
As they say in show business, ladies, the show must go on, whether you're in South America or right here in New York City. And the show went on as planned, and we obviously had a lot to talk about with Gary and Teresa last time out. The dust is still kind of settling from that big Bachelor bombshell. But in talking to Rachel, Jen, what were some of the things that stood out? And again, I thought she was very genuine, very likable, very sweet, just as she was on the show.
Yes.
That kind of came across in our interview here with her today.
She was who she was, you know, she was exactly as she seemed on the show, just lovely. And I was kind of blown away when she said that her and Joey had agreed that they were going to be friends, you know?
Yeah.
I mean, so where we didn't get to ask this, but it's like, when did that conversation exactly happen?
Right.
Where were you?
Exactly. And then she said the thing to Gina about her parents saying that they didn't see her being the choice, which I thought that was a big revealing anecdote as well.
Yeah. When she was saying, you know, if you look back at that time, and you know, when you saw the parents talking, you know, it was guard your heart, we want to make sure you're taken care of and all of that. And now knowing that, it all makes sense.
It's like
they were telling her to just make sure you're going to be okay because this ain't the guy.
Yeah. And that was obviously, as she said, sometimes your parents can see things that you don't see. As we've often heard our friends say, sometimes they see things that you don't see when you're in the moment and dating someone. So that ended up being the truth. But listen, I think what we know about her, I think her dad is right. Joey wasn't the guy. The next guy is going to be the guy. And I think we can all agree on that.
I hope so. She deserves the best. She's been through enough with her past relationships. You know, let's hope this is a good, solid guy coming forward for her.
Yeah. And listen, one thing we didn't get to touch on the pod, which she talked about in the Women Tell All, with some of the hate messages she was getting on social media. So that's another layer to this as well, Gina, that she's kind of had to overcome and deal with since the show ended.
But I think she also comes to everything with the same attitude of like, I am who I am.
Yeah.
This is me. And she has this sort of energy that just like she just exudes kindness. And I think that is so important. I think, you know, she is just, you can tell, she is just a good person. And, you know, hopefully the haters are now kind of like, they've quelled it a little bit. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I feel like now maybe now that it's not on and now that it's not their person, who is, you know, not getting a rose when she did.
Sure.
I think that was a lot of it, you know.
Yep.
Bachelor Nation, as we know, they are very
passionate
about the people who they want to see and how they want to see things go. And if it doesn't go their way, then
but I think
they
it's
get a little ornery, apparently.
It's a few bad eggs. Like,
of course.
Right?
Yes.
Like, in any group, there's going to be people who just aren't the best ones of the
right.
group, you know? But I think as a whole, Bachelor Nation tends to be loving and forgiving
Without
and,
a doubt.
You know, great people. But, you know, unfortunately.
Wait, when you guys called me a bad egg, I didn't realize you were
You're
talking
a
about
bad
that.
Egg. What?
I thought that's what you guys said. No?
Look
at Gina's face.
You're a good egg.
Good egg. That's what we want. All good eggs on this podcast.
Yeah.
How about some other Bachelor news? Victoria, the breakup announced today.
Yes.
Page Six, became
Greg
official.
Grippo.
Yeah, said that they're done.
Katie's season of The Bachelorette, for those who don't remember.
Yeah. Official.
It's sad. I mean, I never like to see the breakups.
No. We don't like to see that, Gina, but sadly, as we found out with Gary and Teresa, that's a big part of being in Bachelor Nation, the heartbreak that comes along with it.
It happens. Look, I mean, not everything ends up with a fairy tale ending,
right.
You know, as we all know. You know, it's funny because Greg and Victoria got together in what was sort of mysterious circumstances.
Mm-hmm. She
know,
was engaged. Yeah.
When she came out of Bachelor in Paradise, she was in, not this past season, the season before,
mm-hmm.
She was engaged to Johnny. And then on the reunion, it was said that, you know, he accused her of cheating. Mm-hmm. She says no, but there was always that sort of, there were a lot of questions, you know, about all of that. So there was that. But they seemed like a very solid couple, very happy and very in love for a long time. And like you said, it's sad to see them, you
know. Just didn't work out.
There is a wedding in the works, though. We've got Zach and Katie.
Yes, we do.
So that's
October 2025.
Yeah, they announced the
date. I'm waiting for my invitation.
Do they say, listen, after what happened with Gary and Teresa, we don't want to have this televised on ABC? They don't want to have that hex?
They may not. I mean, look, we've got Katie and Zach and Charity and Dalton, who mm-hmm, I think also mm-hmm. said that they were going to be next year as well. They may or may not take that televised approach. Who knows?
We'll see.
You know, but I'm hoping that this is the case. Those two couples seem very, very solid.
Yeah.
Like they just knew what they wanted when they were going into the show. They were very smart about their choices,
yeah.
I suppose.
Yeah.
The way they were doing things, it led to them being very happy, and you know, I'm happy for them, and I'll be waiting for my invitations in the mail.
It's nice to have happy news.
I think so. And listen, while it didn't work out with Gary and Teresa, I think the next big question on everybody's mind is Jen's season is filming right now of The Bachelorette. We still want to know what's going on with the Golden Bachelorette. You said, Jen, there's been a lot of Kathy Lee news online, a lot of rumors flying.
I don't know what caused it again, but all of a sudden there was like a burst of like, is it Kathy Lee? But then could it be someone from the past season?
And I guess, Gina, that's kind of what you weigh, right? Do you go with a big name like Kathy Lee? Do you go with someone who's now popular with the audience, having been on the Golden Bachelor?
I mean, I have said it all along that I think that it's going to be somebody from the previous season.
Mm-hmm.
That group of women really endeared Bachelor Nation. And so I truly believe that that is going to be who the pool that they pick from. I understand everyone's thoughts about it being someone who's more famous.
Sure.
But when it comes to love, I mean, we don't even know. Does Kathy Lee even want to have another relationship? Do we know?
Fair point.
I don't know. But all of the women in you know, that were on Golden Bachelorette or Golden Bachelor were looking. They want love right now.
Mm-hmm.
So to me, like from what I've been trying really hard to get information and really hard.
Do you think there's been more secrecy? And listen, we can't reveal all of our trade secrets. Do you think there's been more secrecy with the Golden Bachelorette than there's been with previous installments of The Bachelor, or is it about the same?
No, but we also haven't had a Golden Bachelor break up.
Sure.
Right before, like, they would announce this sort of thing.
Right.
They, you know, we may have been able to find out sooner, but, you know, we had, you know, Gary and Teresa in their news and that happened. And so you probably want to give it a little bit of space.
Yeah. Does this kind of ruin that pool, or you think,
yeah,
no,
exactly.
people like the women enough where it's not going to matter?
I don't think so. I mean, I think that, like, if you look at some of the women, look, ultimately what Gary and Teresa said is distance, make, you know, and not being in the same place and not being able to come to a, you know, the right conclusion of where to live and how to live the rest of their lives. That was the thing. I mean, I think going into it, maybe that's a little cautionary moment for whoever the Golden Bachelorette is to be like, make sure whoever you choose is really aligned. You know, and if he's close in proximity to where you live, then that is even better. But I mean, I think that's just more questions and more things for that person to really dig into when they're on the show and trying to find their person.
I wonder if that was a consideration with casting this time around, because that was the problem with Faith and with Leslie, that they didn't really want to move for Gary.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I wonder if there's something to be said for, like, those casting, like, do they try to find it closer, or do they just assure maybe that the people are willing to be flexible?
Yeah, and think about it. I mean, listen, people on the show in their late 20s, early to mid, late 30s, it's hard for them to move, let alone someone who's established later in life and has a family or grandkids and everything that's close to them in their, you know, circle, if you will, where they live. That's a big decision to just pick up and move at that juncture in your life, Gina.
Absolutely. I mean, the thing is, like, when you get to be a Gary or a Teresa or someone who is of that, or some, let's just be real, someone who's of my own age. Like,
hey, now,
I'm not 70, but like, I know for me, I'm kind of set in my ways. You know what I mean?
Of course.
When you reach a certain age, you're kind of set in how you like to do things and, like, you know, like to live your life. Sometimes when you're in your mid-20s, late-20s, it's like, okay, I can change. I can move to another city and, like, be able to kind of, like, adapt and live my life there. And sure, that's fine. And be okay with the decision no matter what. Mm-hmm. Maybe when you're a little bit older, you don't feel that way. Gary and Teresa obviously had that conversation. But when it came down to really digging in and making that decision, they didn't do it. They couldn't do it.
And sometimes the real world gets in the way of that, as you called it, fairy tale ending, Gina. And sometimes it just doesn't work out the way that we want it to work out. But that just gives us lots to talk about here on Playing the Field, a Bachelor podcast.
Oh,
another episode in the books. Thank you so much for being here, as always. For Gina and Jen and Rachel, I am Ryan. We appreciate the love and support, and we'll see y'all here on Playing the Field real soon.